First of all, it's the best win of the season by far. It was awesome. It was, and it looked different. You know, it's not like they bludgeoned somebody 9-8. It's not like they won 7-6 or they had, you know, just some crazy explosion where it was rocket after rocket after rocket. 2-run bomb here, 3-run bomb there. It was a grinding win, which quite frankly has not been a characteristic of the Yankees for far too long, which is why, one of the reasons why the Yankees not won a World Series in so long. Now, obviously, you know, if you're getting signs from second base, that doesn't hurt. But the at-bats by Ben Rice, the at-bat by Wells, the at-bat by Grisham, those were old-school things that the Yankee teams, that all Yankee fans miss and love and will always cherish. That's what they used to do. Now, does it keep up? I don't know. But for a night, I mean, that's what a team that can actually mess around and win something is supposed to look
like.
It's about time, Sal.
The offense at the end of the game, you know, Giancarlo pinch hitting and hitting the big home run. That's why he's there. Gets them back in the game, gives them some life. And then the late innings, obviously, the Yankees with the comeback. That is the Yankees of old. But it was one game. And you could see, we talked about this last week. You could see the offense. It's why I thought the Yankees were going to bury the Mets over the course of the weekend, because the offense, even in the losses in Toronto, was starting to click. Although you saw it the first two games in Seattle, and then last night they go out there and get no hit for the first 7 innings. So I think people, it's easy to overlook because of the comeback win, and that's what everybody's focused on. And I understand it. It's a great comeback win. Yankees of old, look at the power display, look at those at bats, savages in the box, all that stuff. Easy to forget that they were getting shut down for 7 innings. That can't happen. And that's the type of pitching with Wu that you're going to see in the postseason. Not that I'd be worried about Seattle, although their arms are dangerous.
Very.
But the fact that this Yankee team, again, you know, the first couple of games, blowouts, bludgeoning the Mariners to death and being that bully ball type. And then last night was going the way that we've seen far too often, getting no hit, on the verge of getting no hit and getting shut down. So to be able to come back and steal that win is great. But there still are some flaws with this team. The fact that they could get no hit for 7 innings, like getting shut down happens, getting no hit again, that to me is not a great thing for the Yankees.
Well, I mean, but it's going to happen to every great team. I mean, to me, a matter of fact, that's why last night to me was so impressive, because it went against the grain of who they've been. And that's why I said what I said to start, like I would rather win that way rather than 9-2. You know, when you're playing downhill and you're in bullpens and you just mashing everybody's teeing off. Pardon me. I don't think it's a real accurate representation of who you are as a team. Now, I'm not getting on the air today saying that I think that last night is now emblematic of this Yankee team's moving forward. I can't say that, because I don't believe that. I haven't seen that except really for last night, those grind out at bats. But I think the fact that they were no hit and the fact that they beat the crap out of them earlier in the series by, you know, winning the way that they usually win, to me that shows a diversity and a baseball character that this team hasn't had forever.
Yeah, I mean that's a traditional classic Yankee win, and you just felt it coming. Late in the innings, you saw the relievers, whether he was tipping pitches or not, it doesn't matter. You saw them, you know, soiling themselves at the side of the big bad Yankees in the box, and the Yankees were playing downhill, knowing they were going to force the issue, draw the walks when they're hit the ball hard somewhere when that's there. So it was a vintage Yankees offensive performance at the end of that game. Unfortunately, also a recent vintage Yankees performance for the first 7 innings of that game where the big bad Yankees get no hit. So it's got to be somewhere in between. I think they could find it. Offensively, I would not worry about the Yankees. I said that earlier in the week. I said that going into the Subway Series a week ago today on 4th of July. The offense to me is clicking. Or if it wasn't clicking then, it was just about to get clicking. So you're seeing the best of that now. It's the other areas that I would be concerned. And there was some good last night. Devin Williams, obviously, in the extra inning.
They look good.
Came with the shutdown inning. But they'll tighten up the bullpen. They'll make some moves here. But again, it feels like now season back on for the Yankees after sweeping the Mariners, which was as unlikely as you could have thought going into this series.
Well, there's no doubt that there's been a regeneration here. And again, it was a regeneration that I did not see coming. And I don't know how long this lasts. I hope it lasts for, you know, the rest of the season. I didn't see it, which is why I got on the air the other day and I said sell. And by the way, I stand by that. There's the pieces now, not every one of them, but one of the things that I said the other day was, you know, we've all said this, get rid of DJ. I said straight up sell Grisham to open up an avenue for Dominguez, and I even said that I would trade Goldschmidt, and that would open up a little Ben Rice or a little Bellinger at first base and things that they could do. I stand by all that. So if anybody's going to call up with the flip-flops, bring it on. I mean, that's fine, because I stand by that. And again, I don't know where this goes. I don't know. But I do know this. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't a game or two over the last 10, 12, 13 years, right, where the Yankees went back to the Bernie at-bats and the Tino at-bats and the Jeter at-bats and the Posada at-bats and the O'Neill at-bats. Those grind-out, you know, taxing, demoralizing at-bats that just snatch the soul of the opposing team's pitching staff. I don't know if they're going to morph into that. If I had to bet money, I would say it's probably more likely that they don't than that they do, because there's just not a lot of overwhelming evidence with this crew. But again, last night felt different. It looked different. Tasted a little different. Last night was awesome for the Yankees.
I will say this, and I still don't think they're a World Series team, but I do think that their offense is World Series caliber. That's an offense that you look at when they're clicking like that, not just the stand home runs,
yeah,
or the barrage of home runs with Jazz. Like, it's like to be him a better hitter, but when they're giving those at-bats like they had, you could just feel the challenge from the opponent's perspective of how hard it is to get through that lineup, and it is deeper than most. So with Dominguez in the leadoff spot, again, I know, you know, whatever, last night they had, it wasn't the exact lineup that we wanted with Grisham in center field, which, by the way, if he's hurt or compromised, yeah, why is he out in center field? Because that ball that he let drop earlier in that game that cost the Yankees a run, he's got to make that play.
Well, there was an incident last year, where, and Boone even got on him a little bit there, where he was kind of loafing after, yeah, I think it was a base hit, and it kind of muffed. It was like a four-hopper to center, didn't catch it cleanly. Sometimes he plays so casually because, now I'm not making an excuse. I mean, you got a bust hump. I don't care if you're Juan Soto getting down the first baseline. I don't care if you're Grisham gap to gap coming in, going back. Play the game hard. Like, to me, there are a lot of things wrong with both of these teams, and a lot of things right. But the one thing that we should never have to go through on a consistent basis is effort.
Right, but if he wasn't, I'll give him a pass because he's nursing a hamstring.
I understand, but don't play him there.
Yeah, bingo. Then he shouldn't be out there. Yeah. Well, if you do want to get his bat, then put him at DH. Like, I don't figure it out. You can't have him in center field.
Yeah, I know.
Dropping a ball that could have been a can of corn for him, especially.
That was a good spot to put Dominguez in center. That's something that I would have done. I don't think they'll do that midseason. That's one of the many storylines with this team. But I'm not going to push back on that. If you're not healthy, don't play.
And that's,
or
again,
don't play the field.
And now they're able to come back and win the game. But again, little nitpicky things from last night. The bottom line is this, that the Yankees offense, if the pieces are in the right place, Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, you know, Stanton behind him, Jazz, that Wells starting to hit a little bit, Goldschmidt in there, that is a lethal Yankees offense. So they could add a third baseman, and I expect that they will, but I think their offense will be consistent enough to warrant being feared come postseason.
Well, I think that you're right, but if they don't get a third baseman, which they will, I would imagine, they'll definitely get some relief arms. They'll probably get a starter. If those things don't come in, then, you know, there's a window, there's a ceiling for this team, but it's not the World Series championship.
Well, think about it this way, though. The X factor, at least for me, from my perspective, like, I don't believe what Jazz has done since he's been back is sustainable. I just don't think he's that type of offensive player. The power, yeah. I don't think the average, the contact, that's going to be there. If it is, it's a game changer. Do I believe Dominguez can be a game changer atop the order? I do. And that's
no question for me.
That's part of the reason why, even last night, the 0-for-3, and 2 nights ago, the 0-for-5, whatever, I don't care about that. His speed, number one, his ability to put the bat on the ball, like, there are, and the potential power to come. I believe he could be a game changer at the top. And the other guy is going to be Bellinger for me, because if he is this hitter, what's he at now, 280, even over 280?
He's had two 15-game hit streaks.
Yeah,
He's
hitting exactly 280.
Like two 15-game hit streaks.
280 with that pop.
With speed, with defense.
Protecting Judge, knowing that you got the threat of Giancarlo behind you. Now, the question is going to be, of course, are they going to be able to get it done in the postseason? But like I said, if you have that balance, that's what would get you excited. Not to mention the platoon possibilities with Ben Rice and either Stanton or Goldschmidt. The defensive replacements, like, they haven't, with Grisham, assuming he's healthy and can
play defense. But that's why I'm open to moving Goldschmidt still. I want more for Ben Rice.
Yeah, but then you
want him to play more.
Then I think you lose a right-handed bat and a veteran.
But if you get a better stick at third base, who's going to be a righty unless it's McMahon? Well, that might offset that. The problem solved.
I just don't think there's a need to do it. Boone can balance which time he wants to
could
get
he?
Certain
Ben
guy
Rice
on.
Didn't play for a couple days.
I know, but Goldschmidt's been fine.
The numbers are fine, but has he really been fine since he was hitting 330?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to pick on the guy.
No, I get
he's
it.
Been in a swoon.
Point
guy,
is,
yeah, go ahead,
no, I'm just saying, point is, I think the offense, you could see this coming at least a week ago, and now you're starting to see it click. Now, I'm not going to go nuts because they swept the Mariners and say, well, it's going to win the World Series. Like, we talked about it earlier in the week. Baseball's a long season. So however you felt on Monday morning about the Yankees is different how you feel on Friday, certainly after a sweep of a very good ball club with the Mariners and their pitching to boot. Now, let's see what happens with the Cubs. Let's see what moves they make. But I think as far as being a legitimate World Series contender, where when they get swept by the Blue Jays, fall out of first place, all that stuff is back on the table if it were ever off the table. Certainly, to me, I still think they're better than Toronto. Like, I see it. It's a long season here, but a very encouraging three games.
I'm definitely more a believer in Toronto than you. I've been saying that for a while. I remember I referenced the stat the other day. Their 7, 8, 9 hitters combined have the best average in baseball. So I think they're a little more dangerous than you. But I'll tell you one thing, and it's finally nice to be able to say this. Because, you know, we've had a lot of conversations, and largely hollow ones, because I don't think many of us thought over the years that it was going to ever equate to a championship. How many times, whether it's you and I, whether it's the afternoon show, well, everybody at the Fan, the Yankees, right? Well, hey, well, they're still top 5 in OPS. Hey, they're still top 3, top 5 in home runs. And I never really bought that because we've learned that October baseball, it's a different profile. It's a different level of execution. It looks different. It feels different. Different pitching, situational hitting. You've got to be different than just blasting home runs. That's why last night was awesome. Because if I just parachuted in and I didn't know where I was, I very easily could have been watching Bernie, Jeter, and Tino. But it was one night.
Right.
The challenge, if this is who they're going to morph into, if, then it's game on.
BT and Sal and the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Tom's River. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
All right. So I love you guys. You know that. I hate the Mets, so Sal, this might come off a little crazy here, but I think you're crazy. The Yankees, we all know. You just said I'm not worried about the offense. You're not worried about the offense. For 10 years, the offense is what doomed them. They can't hit in clutch situations against good pitching. They can't. The other night they were. By the way, they won the other night before the rain delay. They were getting shut out again. They cannot hit good pitching. This is a problem. You cannot say that the hitting is okay. That's number one. Just a side point before you guys.
Are you talking about postseason or are you talking about now?
I'm talking about even now. No. Listen, you'll make the postseason because you'll beat up on bad pitching.
No, but their strength.
Your hitting sucks.
That's just not true. Now, last night, again, I told you, I would be concerned about getting shut down, no hit for 7 innings. But overall, look at the Yankee lineup and look at it in comparison to the other teams around baseball. That is a potent. Go ahead.
No, disagree.
Okay.
Disagree.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, why can't the Yankees? I mean, I hate to praise anything about the Mets, but they got a guy now, Keith Wright.
Why are you talking about the Mets? I don't get it.
I just listen to my point. My point is Keith Wright is good. What the hell? Why is, I mean, I know he's a company guy.
Just spit it out.
Very nice kid. But Emmanuel Barbieri's call to end the game last night was atrocious.
Oh, stop, man. We're not going to let you dog on one of our teammates. Get lost, dude. All right, listen, first of all, radio host and play-by-play, that's all subjective. If you don't think, you know, somebody's good, that's fine. Right. But that's not flying. He's a teammate. He's part of the station, part of the family. That's it.
Yeah, and I personally think he's very good and a great young kid.
A terrific young man. He really is a good kid.
Yeah, and he's filling in. He's the backup for Dave Sims right
now. He's 25 years old, whatever he is.
That's your takeaway from last night? Is Emmanuel Barbieri doesn't do it for you on the final call? Jesus. I mean, come on now.
No, but I'll tell you, I heard C-Mac say one thing this morning, right? And when he finally mixed in some baseball in between Paul McCartney and Beatles talk. Right now, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And he's right. And Jerry agreed. Like, the way the micro-analyzation of both of these teams, but specific to the Yankee conversation now, obviously, it has stripped away so much of the joy year after year. And I'm resistant to that. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I never fall prey to it because I complain a lot, obviously, but the Yankees and what has become a very almost unhappy fan base is it's just too much. It's becoming too much. And I don't mean like, you know, talking about the first seven innings with no hits. Yeah. That's a baseball conversation. I'm talking about just not enjoying the ride at all. I don't get it. Like, it just, each year, I think the Yankee fan, more than the Met fan, the Yankee fan just does not enjoy the journey at all anymore.
Just because of chasing the World Series?
Yeah, it's like, hey, you don't win. It's a waste of time. And I get that in totality, but that doesn't mean that the checkpoints getting there or not getting there can't be appreciated.
But you do understand the frustrations. Obviously, you understand it more than most because you complain about this team just as much as anybody else.
I do. But it doesn't mean like, again, this guy's a Yankee fan calling about it barbarian.
That's
kind of a representation, not the play-by-play voice, but I think that that's a good representation of a lot of the complaints. Now, I'm still saying they should sell. They should still sell. Nothing unclear about that. They should still sell certain pieces. But God, last night was amazing.
Right, but think about the difference. Like, for me, the frustration with the Yankees for years has been their belief in certain players or belief in moving certain players to certain positions that just did not make any sense.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Okay, so, but they were doing that, and they've done it. It's not just this example with Jazz and DJ. They were doing that this year. It's mid-July, and we're begging for the same thing basically 2 years ago. So, finally, they change it. That is a breath of fresh air and lets us relax and say, okay, well, at least they showed us they have a clue instead of frustrating us by moving one piece back to his normal position and getting rid of the useless piece. That is refreshing. And by the way, I don't think it's coincidence that the wins have followed that. Now, I also don't think it's a direct correlation to that one or two moves, but it at least helps ease the level of frustration from fans where you're like, why are you playing this guy out of position? Why are you still rostering LeMay? You can't help us. Okay, well, those two talking points, big complaint issues with the Yankee fans.
Yeah, thank God.
They're gone.
Silenced.
And they, exactly.
I know.
And now it's deep breath. Okay, let's evaluate the team again. And I think you can look at it and say, well, yeah, they got no hit for seven innings, and that would worry me against good pitching come postseason. I think that that's fair. I brought it up. But I also would look at this team and say, watch other teams in Major League Baseball. Look at their lineups in comparison to the Yankees. With Dominguez to the leadoff spot, with Bellinger being as hot as he is, with Stanton's threat back, even though I don't love him.
And not an everyday player, by the way. That's another subtle adjustment they made. He's not playing every day.
Which could maybe keep him healthy, you hope. Who knows? Boom. But either way, he's a threat in the batter's box. That is a threatening, deep Yankee lineup. Probably as deep as... Now, we'll see the Cubs come into town this week. That's a deep lineup as well.
Yeah, but they have a very good lineup. That's true.
And what happens in the postseason? Who the hell knows?
No idea.
They're going to have to prove themselves, specifically Aaron Judge. Like, nobody has questions about Judge until the postseason. But in reality, that is one of the more dangerous lineups in all the sport.
I agree. I still need to do a couple things, and I think that they will. But the bottom line is this, or I think we could finally say this, that Mike and Chris, you know, got Mike Piazza here, and BT and Sal got DJ LeMahieu DFA'd.
Get Jazz back to second and LeMahieu DFA'd.